The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This podcast is not for the faint of heart, close-minded, bitch niggas, or people without a sense of humor. Please keep in mind that we do not condone violence of any sort. Our sole purpose of this podcast is to have fun. Please enjoy. What up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of No Need for Apologies. I'm Monroe Martin.
I'm Derek Gaines.
And we are here with another episode for your quarantine.
Another episode of your quarantine in the house stinking asses.
This is dope. We got Super Agrawal on this motherfucker. Hey.
Yeah, writer genius. She's writer a female genius. Finding Forrester, swear to God.
She's the Indian Tina Fey. Can I say that?
Yeah.
I'll say that. I'll give her that. I'll say Indian Tina Fey.
Dirty Rockman.
She used to, because the show isn't on no more, or is it still on? Jim Jeffrey Show. She was a writer for Jim Jeffrey Show.
Nah, it's not on anymore. So it was like, everyone was going crazy during quarantine. Like, I don't know how I'm going to adjust to doing nothing all day. And I was like, I've been doing this shit.
I don't, it's funny when comics panic, like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do all day. I'm like, what were you doing before the quarantine? Because I know I wasn't doing shit.
I was trying to be famous, and that went terribly wrong. So yeah,
what do you mean you're trying to be famous?
Because I was out there trying to catch these NBC auditions. I was out there trying to capitalize on some shit I was doing in New York, and then when I got out there, everything crumbled. It was just so funny to watch. I was like,
I mean, I'm talking about like that's work shit.
Yeah,
like, I'm talking about like outside anything, of work anything? Shit. Yeah, like anything. I'm like working. That's work. You're supposed to do that.
Yeah, I was just like, damn. But nah, that's all I really went to LA for, was to try to catch the bag.
Yeah, did you hang out with Super while you was out there?
I didn't know if Super was in LA or New York. Super, where you at right now?
I'm in LA right now.
Well, how is it over there right now? Is it like a wasteland or is it closed up?
It doesn't seem like New York at fucking all. I mean, when you go to the grocery store, everyone's like wearing face masks and you're standing 6 feet apart and there's like lines and shit. So it's like, it's different, but it's not like New York where like everybody knows somebody who got sick or like, like my friend was talking about driving by a hospital and just seeing like all of the different bodies like and shit. I was like, that would scare the fuck out of me, you know?
What do you mean he saw the bodies?
Yeah, like at the hospital. I guess they have like makeshift like, I don't know where they're stacking the bodies or
they're
like,
putting them in body trucks. They're putting them in trucks to take them to some island we never knew about, bro. That Heart Island shit, right?
No, Heart Island is in New York. She's talking about LA.
No. I'm saying that's what you guys have in New York. In LA, like, we don't see any of that shit. It's not as bad here.
Oh, because y'all just put your bodies in Skid Row. Y'all just drop them downtown LA.
tents full of bodies.
Yeah, that's
filled
LA.
To the brim, zipped up. Like, yeah, man, that's what y'all do with them. Maybe on the side of the highway.
Yeah, I live in Queens, which is the epicenter of it all. And like, we up the street from Elmo's Hospital. Like, you know where I live, Super. Yeah. So I'm up the street from Elmo's Hospital, and they take the bodies out every night.
Garbage?
Like garbage. Like they helicopter them in. But now we have like a new thing going on. There's been like a string of like burglaries, so cops have just been like posting up on different blocks all day.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I'm like, who breaks into somebody's house when everybody's quarantined? Like what the fuck is going on?
Vicious.
Yeah.
Insane. Yeah, normally you rob people when you know they're gone. Nobody's gone. Like,
I'm like,
they wanted to disrupt your afternoon. Like, hoping they sleep.
Yeah,
I ain't down for killing, but nigga, we going in here, breaking it in. That's terrible, bro. Like, you're not telling me any of this. Like, this is the first time I've heard this, bro.
Yeah, that's, you know, crazy, me. I'm nigga. Always chilling. I'm always just like, I'm very like.
You from
the bottom. I'm very like lax with it. I'm very like, but it's about Suba. I want to know how Suba's doing, because we haven't seen Suba in so long, y'all. Suba used to mob with us. She's an honorary, what would you say? Would you say she's an honorary...
6 foot nothing member?
Yeah, I would say that. Honorary 6 foot nothing member whenever she decides to bring her stink ass back, which would probably never happen. Man,
Suba's the only girl that I know comes to a house party with her own salad. Nigga, it's the funniest shit. When I mean she came to a party and had a bowl of salad walking around like it was liquor. I was like, Super, no. This is I love Super
was,
Bear.
It wasn't even a homemade salad, it was a store-bought salad. She showed up with a store-bought salad. Like, what the fuck? Like, what type of parties are you going to in LA where they're like, no, you have to bring your own food. We're just here to socialize.
Look, I just discovered vegetables. Let me live. This was the first time.
So you're not from Chicago. You're from Illinois, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
What is it like? What like we're at though?
Like a hour north of Chicago.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So did you Chicago go? To,
did you go to Chicago for comedy when you first started, or you started in Illinois?
High school. So I went. Yeah. So I would drive. That was really the only time I went to Chicago, other than like field trips to the Field Museum or whatever.
Okay.
Like I would just drive down and like go do stand up there. And,
in high school.
Yeah. I mean,
Suba.
I would.
But can I say something? I met Suba for real, like in the old stand, and you would just write the way you would write your jokes was like in columns and frames, and it was like algorithms. I'm like, oh, she a genius. Oh, she write jokes different. Like it
is
was
it
like,
genius or is it Indian? Is it just
is it genius or is it a mental disorder?
I was like, how is she writing that like that? She's like, deep, like she it's like joke, like Rain Man almost. Like I was like, oh, all right.
Were you always so, yeah, like
she
that?
Was a crazy like, writer. She's one of the most fantastic writers I've ever heard.
Did you start off like that?
Well, I did because the thing is, I wanted to start at 16, but I didn't. I thought you had to be 21 to get on stage.
Yeah.
And then, like, we had a world history teacher brag about how he did stand up at an open mic. Not a good guy. Like,
okay.
Not a cool guy. Like, a very lame teacher bragging about doing stand up. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, wait, you can do that at a cafe? And I found out it was all ages. And then I started at 17. So there was like a full year where I was just like, I did stand up by just writing by myself because I didn't think I could get on stage.
So what like, made you, what, so, because you're very like you have all your graphs and your charts and stuff. Like for real, like I used to be like that because Derek, remember I used to have like a graph of what open mics I would go to, how they treated me there, how much material, but I never did that with jokes. But I see, like whenever I see Suba, you see Suba with her fucking laptop.
That girl Eminem with the jokes. Yeah. She writing that shit on her hand.
What age did that start immediately? Were you always that meticulous? I think that's the word I'm looking for.
I was. I think I always wrote that way just because like I came from, I mean, not to like be stereotypical, but like I came from like a math and science background. So it's like I always look for patterns and broke things down. Like that's how I learned how to do shit initially. So my brain just thought that way when I was like learning how to do stuff.
So your parents weren't beating you, like, get that joke right. It was
like strict parents I've heard.
Yeah. They were beating me, like, you're not funny. Like, that was...
Wait, did they really beat you? Or was that just like...
No, like, they didn't, I didn't get beat. I got slapped upside the head. But like,
verbally,
you know, it, like
maybe
stopped.
Verbally beat.
Yes.
Like, okay.
I got a lot of threats.
Dang.
I mean, it's all right to smack your kid upside the head every once in a while. Not too much, though.
The thing is, I was too much of a pussy. Because, like, my mom would barely hit me, and I would duck because I would get really scared. And so she's like, I can't take you in public. Because anytime she moved her hand, I would duck. And she's like, all right, I got it.
Yeah, you'd have got your mom arrested because that's, like, a sign of child abuse. Yeah. A white lady see you ducking all over the place.
Oh, yeah, she going to put on the Sandra Bullocks.
Yep.
She goes, Sandra Bullock, that situation, try to rescue you, yeah.
She would have rescued you, put you on a spelling team or some shit like that. Turned you into a super genius. Your life would have been different.
Super could have saved the world. You could have figured out the real vaccine for this shit.
That's so funny that your mom got mad at you for not letting you hit her. But that makes sense though, because black moms do, like, they will go to hit you. They will go to hit you. And if you moved before they hit you, they hit you twice. Which is stupid. So you started at 17. What like how not how fast, but what was the rise like
when you started
you coming to New York? What was that like?
It was bad. I was really bad. Like, I wasn't funny before I started doing stand-up. It was like a huge... I started doing stand-up to learn how to make people like me.
Okay.
So it was just like, which is terrible. You lose all your friends doing this. Or at least I did. But it's just like... it was bad. At first, I could write jokes, but...
Okay.
You kind of start as a carbon copy of whatever the first comic you liked was.
Who inspired you?
For me, the first comic I ever saw and liked was Russell Peters.
Okay.
That's pretty solid, though. Russell, pretty solid guy, right?
He is, I think so. But, like, yeah. I don't know. A lot of the shit that came out of my mouth was racist. Like,
okay.
Oh, so you were, like, straight up jacking. Okay, that makes sense.
That's so funny. Okay.
And then, like, I started to, but luckily, I actually started, there's a cafe called Pressure Cafe in the north of Chicago. It's right by the Vaughn Avenue, which is, like, super Indian. And so these Indian dudes would come in and watch me do stand-up, and I would just bomb. Yeah, and in my head, I kept going, oh, they know I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, because I don't know shit about Indian people like Russell does. So, like, I could tell they knew I was a fraud, and then I stopped doing it. So then I started being like, okay, well, then what do I want to talk about, you know?
Yeah.
I was bad for a really long time.
How long will you say you were bad for?
I would say I became watchable at maybe like 5 years in.
Oh, wow. Okay. So the whole five.
So you, so that was like, that was like 20, 21.
Yeah, because like, I knew how to write, but I had really bad stage presence. Like, I would get really scared. Mm-hmm. So my voice would get higher pitched and it would crack. Like, they called me Bobcat Goldthwait at one point. Like, it wasn't good.
Wow.
It was like, who's this little girl on stage? Is she lost? Like, where are her parents?
Oh my God.
It was sad.
I'm sorry, too.
It was fine.
What age did you move to New York? Like, when did you decide to move to New York?
20, when I was 20.
So you were, so that's good, because I met you then. I met you when you moved to New York. Right, what year were you? I moved here 2010. And I remember, and I remember seeing you at Inkwell.
Yeah.
It was, Lily and Mimi. Remember that?
Oh, wow, I remember them.
Yeah.
They were a couple, right?
Yeah, no, they were just named Lily and Mimi. They were just friends. Right.
I always assume it was always, you know, bunned up. It's because I kind of had a thing for me. For which one is Mimi, right? The girl.
Yeah, because Lily is the guy. If you had a thing
Mimi,
for Mimi,
I had a thing for the girl. She had a way about it. I like the glasses in the gap.
Yeah. I mean, she still follows us.
Yeah, well, hi. You know, she was always cute to me. Always. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Derek trying to set up some quarantine ass. He's trying to set...
Oh, do you understand? Reservations, dude. Reservations. Ah. Anyway,
I want to know more. I want to know, because this is our first time, not our first time, but this is our audience first time, like, really meeting you. So I'm trying to get better at the interviewing stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, talk about the rise and, like, all that other shit. Well, yeah, was your family supportive, or they were just
Absolutely not. I remember when you telling moved, me all about that.
They didn't fuck with it?
No. My mom would, like, she'll deny she said this shit, which is so fucking annoying, but she'd, like, tell me she's like, you're mine, but you're not mine, or that I was a mistake, or that, like, she wished that I wasn't like this, or she didn't have me, like, all this shit. And, like my brother, even when I was younger, because I didn't do well in school because I thought it was boring. and like on the fireplace. To this day, only his photo is up there, and I got so angry at all of that that I became valedictorian just to prove I was smarter than him, and then I immediately stopped and like did stand up. But like, always that level of you're not doing enough, you know.
I mean, what does your brother do for a living?
Hey. He has a PhD in electrical engineering. He's super smart.
But is he using it though?
Yeah, he's like working on something to do with artificial intelligence. Like I know.
Oh, he gonna we done. We finished.
he's creating that Facebook robot that started communicating with other robots or whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah, we're finished.
He's not allowed to tell me what he does exactly because. Some sort of classified. I don't know.
You seen that show, The Devs, yet? You seen The Devs on No.
Oh, was that Mindy Kaling show?
No, that's just racist.
That's racist.
It's about this secret top programming facility, and there's like a thing.
Yeah,
that Dev just changed the whole world.
Dev, like a dev, is like people who develop shit.
Yeah, but it's wild in there, bro.
That's so funny. She's like, oh, is that the Mindy Kaling show?
Yeah, no, not everything's the Mindy Kaling show, okay?
Yeah.
That's fucking real.
Wait, so
your brother's that, and you're always supposed to, and I think that's really cool to prove to your family that you went valedictorian and just stopped. It was like, all right, see that? Take that with you. I'm going back to what I love. So you moved to New York when you was 20. I don't know actually when I met you for real, except at the old stand. Like,
yeah,
you kind of just fell into a friendship. You know how you kind of develop
at the stand, and I think at Moe's maybe. But I saw you around a couple places.
Yeah, it was so 20. Damn, when I was 20, I didn't even think about moving to New York. You knew what to do. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What made you move to New York? Who put the bug in the air? It was like, get the fuck out of here, Suba. Go to New York.
I mean, I went to Pittsburgh for college, and their stand-up scene was terrible. Like, I heard it's gotten better, but like, I was doing music open mics, and the only reason they let me do the music open mics as a comedian was because I was an underage girl, and all these creepy musicians were like, "Yeah, come in, tell us your jokes." Like, but like,
oh, wow.
The only way I was able to get stage time and shit, like, and I was like, "Oh, that whole thing was a fucking mess." So I was like, "I gotta get the fuck out of here," and I knew New York was like the mecca of comedy, so I just moved.
How was your parents with you moving to New York? Like, were they fine with it? Like, get the fuck out of this house, you failure. Were they like, oh, did they shoo you away? Like, beat it.
No, Indian parents never want their kids to leave. Like, until you're like married and then you're living with somebody else's parents, like, they don't want you to leave. But they were really worried about me going to New York by myself. They're like, you're gonna get murdered. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, they were scared, but they also knew that I just do whatever I want. So like, it's like in Pittsburgh, they didn't give me a car initially. And then they found out I was like, I wouldn't say hitchhiking, but like I was taking rides from like people at the bar and shit to get to gigs. But then my mom let me use her car.
Women are irresponsible. Like, I just want to say that. Like, y'all have vaginas and y'all are out here just jumping in random cars and shit.
Yeah.
But the problem was like, I'm not trying to like fat shame. I'm just saying like what it used to be where it's like people didn't like chubby women, you know, like when I was coming up. So I was chubby.
Who don't like chubby women? That don't even make sense.
I know. I love them.
Yeah, I'm like, that's the narrative you told yourself.
I'm telling you my high school experience. Like
chubby women, most of the girls at my school who became moms, chubby.
I'm just saying, like,
go ahead.
But like in my high school, like they didn't. I never paid any attention, and then like I like lost weight and shit and learned how to comb my hair, and then like, but I wasn't used to thinking of like, oh, men want me. Like I never, so I was just reckless, you know.
But you blame that on the chubbiness, because you said the hair and the I think it was the dusty thing. The chubby thing, fat shaming is new. Like, real fat shaming is brand new. Yeah, no, fat shaming is new. Like, we always embrace the bigger people. The bigger people dressed better. The bigger people fucking snapped more. They were funnier. They were quicker.
They had to.
Yeah.
They had to. Yeah. So, I know a whole lot of big people was funny.
Fat shaming is new. So I think it was that you didn't know how to use a comb.
I forgot to. I'm looking dusty, Soups. Come on. Anyway.
Wait, what the hell was I talking about?
New York. About women being reckless.
Yeah, because you just hop in random cars to go do open mics. That's in Pittsburgh, no less. That's
what
wild.
Musicians. Like, musicians aren't
dirty-ass musicians.
Aren't scavengers. Like, they only pick up an instrument to get the ass.
Yeah, man.
What gross. The fuck, guys?
You know it. You know it, Brian. Brian. Brian played the drums, but you know you only played the drums to get some ass.
Dog, I started playing drums when I was like 4. I had no idea what buns were at the time.
Yeah, you did. You said you grew up in Flushing. You know what the hell buns were.
Buns. We played drums for buns.
Like, that's drums what you're going to do to your head. That's how you're going to get you in that trunk. He's going to keep you in that trunk. Get back. Get back down.
That's so terrible.
You'd just be irresponsible. I'd have been mad at you too.
Superhead drive though.
I'm not dead. Like, I should be dead. Like, this is crazy.
Like, all the stories you told me. All the stories you told me, like, I remember, are you allowed to speak about it? That you had to sleep with a knife under your pillow
because
your roommate was crazy?
He was terrible. I mean, I did get myself into trouble. Don't get me wrong. I'm just surprised I'm still alive. I was living in Jackson Heights, like in the your neighborhood is good, and then if you keep going past where Monroe's neighborhood, like I lived in the shitty part with 5 Craigslist roommates, like all in the same area, and my apartment was a railroad, so like you had to walk through one lady's place to get to my room, and this bitch was crazy. Like, she kept accusing me of moving things around in her room, and I'm like, I don't have time to fucking feng shui your apartment. Like, I'm doing stand-up and working a job, you psycho. But she's like, you moved my stuff from that table to that table. I'm like, why would I do that? And then she's like, if you touch my stuff again, it's going down. And I was like, can you define going down? Like, what is that? Is this a dance off? Are you gonna hurt me? Like, I got so scared of her that I started, like, I slept in a big hoodie. So, like, I put a knife in, like, I would, like, have a knife in my sleeve when I was walking through a room just in case she attacked me because I was scared of this bitch. I was like, if I don't get a surprise attack in, I'm dead. Like, I can't fight this lady.
That's so fucking funny.
That is intense.
Yeah. Did she ever tested you?
I got out of there pretty quickly. Like, when she threatened me, I immediately started looking for another place. And I was month to month at that place. So I was like, I'm gonna get the fuck out. I mean, it wasn't good. I got what I paid for too long. I was gonna say I had it too good for too long. I got what I paid for too long. Because
how long were you there for?
I was a long time. Must have been from like 21 to probably almost like 6-7 years.
So many New Year's, just sleeping with a knife under your pillow.
That's crazy, bro.
Before her, there was a different chick that was nicer.
Okay.
Oh, no, there were 2 girls before her. One was mean, but she didn't bother me. And then the other one was really nice, but she was also crazy. And, like, super duper religious, you know, like, to the point where she talked to her mom about, like, you can't hand out anti-abortion flyers like this. People don't listen. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I could just overhear her conversations. I was
You were anti-abortion?
I wasn't. She was.
How can you be? Oh, yeah. I don't understand. If you can't be pro-woman and not be not be pro-abortion.
I don't know.
Like, it's your body. Wouldn't you want full control?
I would. I do.
Yeah. It's your fucking body. I don't get it.
I would install a flush if I could just fucking install a flush.
I mean, you can't use, you shouldn't be using abortions like birth control.
No, of course not.
No.
There's people out there who do that shit.
Not that many. I mean, it's expensive and painful. It's just, it's not a good.
Trust me. I know people, I'm never going to say their name, but I know people who know the loopholes. You get how to get free abortions. You get a free abortion if you say you were raped.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they ain't going to charge you after your most traumatic experience. Like, they're going to suck it out and just be like, I see you crying, but what type of insurance do you have?
No, they're not doing that shit.
I mean, I'm glad that person isn't a mom. Like, it's such a silver lining.
Wait, you're glad that people who do shit like that always become moms?
Oh. What are you talking
about? They have the most kids.
Oh, no.
That's like God going, you know what? I'm never going to say it. God will be like, you know what? I got you. And they double up and they have a litter.
Oh, God.
I missed the top of that joke. You said what?
See, you just watch it. Just watch it and replay, Derek.
God damn it. Y'all had a really good run right there. And I'm like, I'm lost. Oh, damn it.
That's why you have to get headphones, nigga. Yeah. We've been trying to get, this is like our fourth episode. We've been trying to get Derek to get some headphones.
Yeah, some good headphones. Because I'm missing out. I hate technology.
Yeah. How do you hate technology and you always using
Beats.
It?
I got Beats. But y'all like, nah, that ain't going to work. Like, what? All right.
Because you need the ones with the earpiece.
All right. I'll get a thing next Tuesday. Right? You got it. I can still hear y'all. Keep going. Keep going. I missed that jump. I was so mad because y'all had it going on. But anyway.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Subi out there. Tyler, what else? I hate saying what else. So, you're dating now. I met your man.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I met him when I popped up at that show. You were doing some show.
Yeah.
It was me. Who was it? It was me and somebody else.
Tom Cassidy was there.
Me and Tom Cassidy.
Tommy.
Yeah. We was out there smoking weed and riding scooters. That's what LA is good for. LA is good for doing childish shit.
Yeah, it's a playground that place. It's a candy land. So yeah. Soup's dating. That's nice.
No, she's not dating. She's in a relationship.
Dating, oh shit. Like, I don't know about that. Go ahead.
She got cats and shit. Hey! I don't really know about your stupid cats because my wife follows you. And she's like, did you see her cats? She has two cats. How come we can't have two cats? I'm like, Asuba don't give a fuck about her life.
What?
You got two cats.
I couldn't keep just one cat because this cat had too much energy. Like, I would come home from work and she'd be like, we're fucking around. And I'm like, you need a friend. Like, I can't. It was like, that cat was way too fucking hyper.
And it's fine. Like, there's not, like, they don't destroy the house and fucking.
They destroy the house less because they have each other to fight as opposed to fighting my couch. So, like, I'm very happy. I'm like, if you're going to hit something, I hope it's each other instead of, like, my lamp, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But some cats don't get along. Luckily, these two get along pretty well.
Yeah, I'm allergic to cats. I got a cat in my house, but it's my roommate's, so she never comes in it. Like, if she ever steps foot into my room, I get to cuss her out. Because Vivian stinks. She's a rescue. Did you get yours, like, brand new?
No, mine are rescues. Here, let me pull this one up.
What do you mean? Like, but hers are, like, kitten rescues.
Vivian's like a Frankenstein cat.
Yeah, my wife loves that fucking cat. My wife loves your stupid ass cat. That's a calico or something, right? Like, she's like, oh my gosh, she has a calico. It's beautiful.
You normally, like, a cat like that, it's very rare to find, like, at a shelter because she's very pretty and very nice.
Yeah.
My other cat, I'm not surprised I got her shelter. She's scrappy. I'm like, somebody fucked you up when you were a kid. Like, you know how to fight.
Wait, you got them as kittens?
Yeah.
Yeah, those, like, little kids are worse to kittens. Like, little kids, yo, if you get like a kitten from a shelter, they've been fucked with. Them little kids like doing shit like pulling their tail, fucking smack them in the head. Like I talked to my nephews because they have a cat, and they'll be like, he threw the cat in my face. I'm like, but the cat's not a fucking weapon. Like, how did they use the cat to throw at your face?
No. Like, is that crap about pets? And we just tossing them little bitches. You ever see that video, bro, Super, when the black girl's getting in a fight with another black girl, but she was walking a dog, and then she wound up beating the bitch with the dog. She picked the dog up by the leash and started whooping the So using a dog as a bat. Oh, it was terrible.
Wait, Brian, can you pull that up? I need to see that.
There was a woman, woman beast woman with dog. I think, oh my God, it was pretty treacherous. Pretty treacherous. It was bad.
What made you move to LA?
It was for the Jim Jeffries writing gig.
What made you stay in LA?
Well, because I was developing, when I left, like halfway through Jim Jeffries, I was developing this show I was trying to sell. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to act more. So I was literally just about to finish, like I was in this Meisner program. So I was literally about to finish it right before the pandemic hit. So I was just trying to like finish up my training, get this show moving, and like all of the, it felt like all the shit I needed to like build something that I could take on the road and like, you know, actually get deals to make specials and shit was here.
Yeah.
So I was trying to do that more, but I miss New York.
But I know you miss New York, but like how, like does LA feel more at home now that you're a little bit more settled?
Yep, this is it. Look.
Look, bro. Oh, yo.
Yo. That one more time. I'm sorry. I know it's animal cruelty, but dude, the dog knows it was used as a weapon.
Oh, it's so bad.
Look at us. Shoot. And it's a puppy too. That's like a good 7 pounds. 7 pounds just coming at you like that. I got her. I get her thought process behind it. I get the thought process. It's equivalent
poor
to
dog. Purse. That dog didn't want that. That dog didn't want to be weaponized. You weaponized that dog, bitch. What are you doing? But anyway,
that's
a cat. Like, oh no, that's fucked up. Okay, we all miss New York, too. I get it. I miss it.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's like, if I could get to a point, I feel like if you build yourself to a certain point, you can still get a fuck ton of stage time in LA. It's like, I just want to get on stage, you know?
Yeah.
Stage time very scarce out there.
It's harder. It's a lot harder. And like, I have to drive a lot, you know? Cause like, I'll get, you know, doing shows in like San Diego or like out of LA. But I don't know. I mean, here does feel more like home because I'm in a relationship and my boyfriend domesticated me. So it was like, before him, I didn't own anything. Like everything I had fit into suitcases. Mm-hmm. And then he like, we got a place and he like made me pick out like a sofa and like a table. Mm-hmm. He like, just and now I know what it's like to be comfortable. I'm like,
That's so funny. How strange you. He like grabbed the back of your neck. He was like, what color do you like? What color do you like? Huh? Sit on it. Sit on it. Get comfortable. Yeah.
Uh-huh. The with a newspaper. Every time you pick the wrong guy that set.
He went, hey. Use a coaster. Use a coaster. Good for you, man. Good for you. And you like that life, right? It's a better life. It's easier for comedy.
Yeah. It's nice. Man. I mean, being comfortable is nice.
That made me laugh. Yeah, being comfortable is nice.
I can imagine your first time really hanging out, you still sleeping with a knife under your pillow. He's like, babe, where the fuck is all the knives went? You're like, oh, it's just under the pillow, just in case that bitch try to come and get me.
Yeah, that's so funny. Hey, he had to take the knife out of my hand one night. I woke up with a nightmare thinking about this bitch. He's like, babe, it's me.
Of course,
put the knife down. I love you. Put the knife down. But anyway. silly. I'm fucking around. That's silly. But yeah. Good for Sue. Sue done upgrade. See, that's so nice. I remember Sue had to stay at my, she stayed at Fuckboy Ground Zero, bro. She had to stay at Fuckboy for a little while. Remember that, Sue?
I did.
She was so when Suba told me, Suba was like, I just thought it'll be different because it's Derek and he's on TV.
Like, simple. I live simple.
That's the word you use, huh? No, I like fucking with you, man.
Yeah, you my man. You know that. Don't need for apologies. I'm just, it's the name of the show. It's the name of the show. It's the name of the show. So, Suba, so now.
Oh, go ahead. Down,
have you been doing all these Zoom comedy shows or whatever?
I've done a couple.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're fine. Like,
I'm
fine.
I'm giving it a whirl.
Stand up, man.
Well, I've done stand up and like, it feels weird because you can't hear anything or tell if it's going well. Like, I'm just reading comments where I'm like, I guess some of you like this shit, you know? It's, I don't know. It's hard to get a feel for any kind of jokes doing that.
Yeah, it is tough.
How many have you done?
Not a lot. I've probably done like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
But I also like the panels. Like, they do panels, like that type of shit. That's better than when you're talking to somebody. Like, that's way better.
What do you mean, like, panels?
Where it's like they'll play games with comics where it'll be like there was one, it was like who deserves a ventilator, like that was the game, and like they
went, oh wow, and, like, that's so funny.
Oh, that's comedy, though.
Yeah. It's
comedy.
Yeah, it's like shit like that, like borderline late night shit, like or Chelsea Lately type stuff, because then you're interacting and there's still energy as opposed to just talking into a void, you know?
Yeah.
Jesus. Comedy.
What do you think you've learned from LA?
Well, I became a way better performer just from like being in that acting class. So it's like I can act now.
Word. I think
writing for Jim Jeffries taught me more about putting together a larger piece or idea. Like that translated into my stand-up. I learned a lot about like pitching shows and what you have to do that shit. And like, I guess that's pretty much it. Like, I'm becoming a stronger writer, too, just because I've started to move into scripted.
Bang.
It's fun.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go. We all
are. I'm proud. I'm proud of you. Do you think you'll ever move back, or do you think your man is like, nah, we ain't never moving to New York?
He prefers LA. He doesn't like New York, but he hasn't spent a lot. But he's open to moving here. Like, I want to come back there eventually. Unless, like, some career shit happened, you know?
Yeah. What would have to happen for you? Like, what would bring you back to New York full time? Like, what career shit?
Yeah.
Well,
that's a good question.
Well, what would bring me back to New York? Honestly, either...
What would bring you back?
If nothing changes in 2 years, I'm going to come back. Or if it was a job like working on The Daily Show or like a big I was up for a really cool acting thing that I did not get, but it filmed out in New York, so I would have moved for that.
Oh, dope. Are you allowed to say what it was or no?
I don't know. I don't think so. Yeah, I'm actually not. No.
Wait, why'd you say no? Oh.
Well, because I just remembered how confidential that shit was. Like, they wouldn't even send it to my manager. They sent that show straight to me, and then they were like, super, like, no. Okay.
Wow.
Dope.
Good for Sue. That's dope. Well, I'm happy for you, Sue. That's great. That's great.
You look happier, so I say keep your ass out there.
Yeah, you do look happier.
You look happier, Sue.
That is true.
Your hair got longer. It don't look knotted up.
You used to come to the comedy club with a scowl. Like, where are these niggas at?
Yeah.
Like, who, Sue?
You look happier. You're glowing. So I'd tell your ass to stay out there.
What about you, Ro? You think you're going to come out to L.A. anytime?
Move out there? I don't know. I would have to get brought out there for a job. Me and Keith always joke about it. Me, Keith, and Dave Temple always joke about it. There's a difference. Like, L.A. is different when they send for you.
Yeah.
When there's something that brings you out here, then you're like, okay, cool, I'm getting into the groove of things. It's kind of like you get ushered in already. Like, they show you your seat. They're like, here's where you'll be staying. Here's all the cool people. Here's all the cool clubs. But when you show up by unannounced, nah, it takes a 3-4 years. And I'm too, like, I'm about to be 34 next week. I'm like, man, I can't be fucking... Huh.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. I can't be going showing up unannounced. I'm too big for that shit.
Look, LA announced me and nobody gave a fuck. This shit sucks.
Suba, you are, every time I turn around, you're advertising the new show on your Instagram. Every time I turn around, it's a new fucking Suba. It's not Suba and Friends. It's not like a New York flyer where it's just a bunch of faces in a square. It's like your face. And I'm like, all right. Suba gets some moves. She's moving.
Suba fake humble. She fake humble.
Uh-huh. No, and everybody out there on your dick.
Suba, no.
See? You at the Comedy Store and stuff?
No, I've been trying for a while. Adam says he likes me, but he's like, I don't have space. And I'm like, all right.
Is Adam the booker?
Yeah. I think I just need I think the only way I'm really going to get in there is with like a big credit. Because he just knows me because I've been around there so long. But he also didn't fuck with people who lived in New York. And then for like the first 2 years, I still called myself a New York comic even though I was in LA. Because I would go back to New York. I was like 50-50. But now I'm there more. But I don't know. It's just hard. Where
are you? Are you at the, what's another one out there? The Improv? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I work the Improv. Improv is
my jam.
Yeah. It's great fun. They're great. I work Flappers, Comedy and Magic, and then the Laugh Factory sometimes, but it's I can't depend on them for like a steady rhythm. I never know when a gig from them is coming.
Yeah.
Burbank. That Burbank is where Flappers is. Mm-hmm. I liked Flappers. This is too fucking far. Like, man, it's like you can't do anything else. Like, everybody would cancel when people like, I'm from LA.
You gotta cross a body of water to get there.
Flappers. People be like, "Yo, you want to hang out later?" I'm like, "Yeah, I got a set of Flappers." But all right, I'll see you tomorrow. Like, oh, why? And they were right. They were absolutely right.
You might as well go see a movie and get some Chinese. But you're over there because that's it's like they put everything there because you got to cross a bridge. Flappers Park.
Man.
Yoo-hoo room. I got an 8:15 in the Yoo-hoo. I gotta leave civilization to go do this spot. Yeah, because Burbank far, bro.
Yeah. Soup, you getting married anytime soon?
Not anytime, bro.
Well, are you? I want to know. I want to see in a relationship. Look, Derek, some people actually like companionship and being intimate with each other. Some people. I know you're the ambassador of fucking loneliness and shit.
The ambassador of loneliness.
So.
Oh, yeah. I'm making t-shirts next week. It's good.
What is your merch store? Just weighted blankets and dildos? Like, what are you?
I'm fucking myself?
No, like you give them out to the chicks. You just
really, What am I, fucking myself?
Just to keep you.
I don't know. Like, we've talked about it, and like I picked out a ring, but I don't know anything other than that. Like, my mom.
I don't know anything. I showed him the ring I wanted. He knows my size, but who knows? What the fuck?
He asked me. I was like, I don't know. I've never looked at a ring before. So I went and I looked and I told him, but I'm not in a rush. I don't think either of us is in a rush.
Oh, how did he bring it up? Was he like, so like, you serious about marriage? Or is it just like, we can just fuck around and buy couches and shit together?
No. Well, it came up because he inherited a diamond ring. And then he was like, should we? And I was like, that shouldn't be the reason we get married.
Wait, what do you mean inherited? Like, if you say yes and it doesn't work out, do you have to give it back? Because he's like, yo, that was my nana's.
I don't know.
Hey, you got it from somebody.
I don't know how that works. I mean, I guess you could keep it, but you'd probably be a dick at that point.
Dude. This is my mother's ring. It's my
grandma's. Is it a nice diamond?
Yeah, it's nice.
Are they rich? Who the fuck just inherits diamonds?
Rings.
It was just one ring, but it was like in his family for a while. It was like a weird like dude ring with a diamond in it, you know?
A dude ring? Oh, so it was a man's wedding ring. Yeah.
No, I mean, it wasn't a wedding ring. I think it was just like a piece, just to be like, fuck yeah, you know?
Oh, and it was like his great-grandfather's and shit like that?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, that's cool. It could be yours if you play your cards right. Does he like dangle it over here? He'll be like, if you just stop fucking around all the time.
You should shut the fuck up now.
No. So, all right, cool. I mean, y'all got animals together, or are they like mainly your animals?
No, we got them together. Technically, one is registered to me and one's registered to him, but like...
Which one's registered to you? The pretty one?
The pretty one.
I'm not saying the other one ain't pretty, but that fucking calico one is gorgeous.
She is very cute. The other one knows it too. She gets really jealous. Like, people will come and pick up like the pretty one, and then she'll just be sitting there in the corner like, eh.
I'm saying, I do shit too. I know tricks.
She's just shadow boxing in the corner.
So who gets what animal? So if y'all split right now, you get the calico and he keeps the
I wouldn't split them up.
Cat custody.
Because they're what is it, bonded, I guess. Like, they love each other. So splitting them up is really bad for them. So, like, I'd probably give them to him because he has a more stable... If we broke up, I'd probably go back to New York, and I don't know where the... I don't want it to be, like, five Craigslist roommates and his cat.
I like your thinking. That life. You put the burden on him. I like that. That's a good... That's an escape artist type mentality right there. You're like, look, I don't want none of this shit, so you keep it.
I would miss the cats. I love them a lot, but... You know, I can't sleep with a cat under my pillow. That'd be fucked up.
I'm pretty sure people do it. I'm pretty sure people figure out a way. Throw the cat in the intruder space.
Throw that at her.
Claws out. Yeah.
I would like to see you back in New York, but I like seeing you working. I like seeing you in the groove of shit.
I always come back, though. Even when I'm living here, I always come back to New York for, like, a couple months at a time.
Months? Whenever you come back, it seems like a week, and then you...
It's never that long.
I'm like, hey, Soup, you want to hang out? I can't. I got 17 open mics to do today with... I'm donating to the homeless. I have karate class. It's like, you're the only one that comes to New York and stacks your schedule. Like, everybody...
is a tactician. She's a tactician. She's always
everybody just tactic. Comes here to do two things, stand up and then hang out.
Yep.
You know, I'm going back to my old job temporarily because they let me pick up some gifts.
Oh, no. I got to pick up a check. Oh, man.
What is that? Somebody's microphone has been changed. Oh, look at that. That's the ugly one. Like, let me see that one.
That's, where the pretty one at? Like, can we see the pretty one?
Come here. Ursula like is the wait. Which one's name Ursula?
This one. Hey, cutie.
She's alright.
Yeah, she's fine. She's cute.
She's fine. Yeah, I'm tripping. I thought she was like mangy, like.
Yeah, no. Me too. She just gotta learn other things. She can't rely on her looks.
She just needs personality, you know?
Yeah. She got to learn how to fetch or some shit.
My mom does call her the ugly one, though. And I'm like, stop doing that.
That seems like her mom's tic-tac-toe. So. Your mom just bad with women.
That's funny. That's really funny. That's funny. Ooh, she just don't know how to talk to him. She's just, you know, are you mine? Like, she asked you that. That's messed up. Are you really mine? Like, what? Yeah, this has got to be a mistake. Who says that? Yeah. That's wild.
What do you think is going to happen with the economy?
Oh.
Man.
I don't know. Shit's going to be really bad. It's going to be really bad because, like, we don't have a good federal response to this shit, so I don't know. I mean, although like West Coast and East Coast governors are like coordinating a way to reopen, so that's hopeful, but
yeah.
Bad. Like, so many small businesses are going to go out and they're not going to come back because we didn't have access to loans that they, like, our government did too little too late. So it's going to be economic freefall for a while. Like, it's not going to be good.
What's a small business that you are going to miss that you know damn sure can't sustain this?
I mean, I don't know. My boyfriend likes some crispy chicken place around here that he said closed down.
You look, all the crispy chicken spots. They're suffering.
Damn, I ain't going to be able to get mine.
I felt like that's a necessity, though. Like, that's an essential, right?
It is, yeah.
Crispy like, chicken, crispy especially, yeah, essential.
Yeah. They like, should be able to come back.
Hopefully, but like small restaurants and shit like that, like they, if they don't get like money for a couple months at a time, they can't afford their rent, you know, and then they end up getting fucked. But
so you don't think that, what do you think about, what was the Cheesecake Factory going, we ain't paying our fucking rent. Like, do you think more people should do that? Like, yeah, you didn't know that Cheesecake Factory, like they're not paying their rent in certain spots. Like,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, I think that Brian, it is the Cheesecake Factory, correct? Oh, he's gone. He's probably playing video games.
Nah, man, I'm looking it up.
Oh, it's one of those things. It's one of those businesses, but I'm pretty sure it's Cheesecake Factory. Because only Cheesecake Factory can say some shit like that. Like, Olive Garden should never, they could never fix their face to be like, we ain't paying our shit. They're like, nigga, y'all just breadsticks and
breadsticks
salad.
And endless pasta. Endless pasta, nigga?
Yeah, Cheesecake Factory is like one of those places where
they're not paying rent for any of their locations for all of April.
That's dope. Wow. But Cheesecake Factory can do that because there's a Cheesecake Factory in at least every state and every bougie suburb has a Cheesecake Factory.
In a promenade somewhere, there's a Cheesecake Factory. Yep.
Yeah. So it's...
That menu look like a Bible. I've been in there.
Yeah. I mean, it ain't decent. It ain't good food. Oh, it's terrible decent food. What? If you took a girl there, like, from, I think, from the age 21... to like 32, you can really? Still impress somebody with Cheesecake Factory.
32? Like, to going to the Cheesecake Factory was a fucking treat.
See? Proving my fucking theory.
Oh, we got cheesecake with the Oreos in it? You love me, you know?
No, I'm telling you. 32 is a cutoff.
That's 32? Really?
33, you start caring about chefs and shit. You're like, what chef works there? Oh, I heard that. Like, you start caring about different shit. But 32?
That's so funny. You said up to 32.
Yeah, nigga. You can
I didn't know that. I didn't know that at all, bro.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's wild.
I mean, there's like all types of, like, the way other countries did it was the government just paid employees wages and told them not to lay anybody off. So that way, like, when everything opened back up, the company was still there, everybody still had a job. But we tried to do that, but there were so many flaws with the rollout that a lot of companies didn't have access to those loans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Banks wouldn't lend to them to begin with. Some like small businesses don't have relationships with banks at all.
Yeah.
Hmm. So there's a lot of problem and it came too late. So it was just, there's going to be a lot of economic like pain because of that. But
yeah. I mean, they like Facebook is doing their best to help out. They're giving out small business grants.
Mm-hmm.
Up until like, I think theirs is like 10,000 to at least 25,000. The Small Business Association is giving out advanced loans and grants and stuff. Mm-hmm. But hopefully this works.
You need some, like, Roosevelt, you need some, like, FDR New Deal shit to, like, if a Democrat gets in office and we take, like, the Senate and then they pass a bunch of, like, job creation bills and, like, infrastructure and, like, give people jobs and put money into the economy.
Yeah.
And start actually taxing the rich and then, like, putting it back in, like,
yeah,
that would be the only way I could see that could help cushion this fall. Because
who do you Who do you think would be, because Bernie dropped out.
I know.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so, but do you think Bernie was the person that actually could fix this thing?
Yeah, for sure, absolutely. Because he believes in those types of, like, government outreach programs and, like, massive infrastructure change and, like, the Green New Deal and all of that. So he was, you know, signed on to all of that. But I know he's working with Biden on policies now, so... Mm-hmm. Hoping he shifts him a little to the left. And the thing is, like, everybody's been talking about how, like, where people vote in the primary to how they're going to feel coming out of this shit is going to be completely different. Yeah. Like, motherfuckers that were like, I just want things to go back to the way they were. Like, at the end of this pandemic are going to be like, I'm going to fucking eat the rich. Like, it's just a different
answer. Oh, shit, yeah.
Like, there's going to be a lot of anger. So yeah. I think it's going to shift the platforms, and hopefully our government actually does some shit. We'll see.
Are you hopeful for Biden? Like, not hopeful.
I refuse to put any hope. I'm going to hope. Well, I will hope for him, but yeah. I don't have any expectations anymore. This shit is crazy.
Crazy.
So it sounds like Bernie was your dude.
Yeah, I liked Bernie a lot.
Was you one of those people calling him Tito Bernie? Like, no. I love him so much. He's my uncle. It's like, relax. Relax. I'm like, he's a politician. Like, treat him like a politician.
Yeah, no, not at all. T.O. Bernie, Jesus, no.
Yeah, you didn't see any of those campaigns? Like, the Hispanics went hard. Like,
they
loved Bernie Sanders. I'm like, damn, you would've thought he fucking owned like a restaurant or some shit. I'm like, why the fuck did y'all love him so much? So they loved him over actual Spanish candidates, like Hispanic candidates.
Oh, yeah.
Bernie don't speak no Spanish. Right? I'm like, at least vote for the motherfucker who speaks your language.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing, Bernie. Nothing. Yeah. That's crazy. Well, that's one hell of a breakdown. And that is like, how many ways did you like just think of that sitting around, Suba?
Because she's the money girl. That's her. Yeah.
I mean, I used to, Jim Jefferies was a political show. So I got into the habit of like reading news and like listening to news podcasts and stuff. So I'm not as active as I used to be, but I still keep up to date and like listen to people talk about that shit.
Yeah.
Even though it's like fucking depressing, you know? Where it's like, that's what's fucked up is like, I mean, I don't know. People hate it on joggers in LA. There's enough space where I'm like 6 feet apart from everybody. So I jog, but I'll like go out and try and get some fucking sunshine and air so I'm not depressed. And then I'll put on the news and I just angry run the entire fucking way. Yeah. Like, it fucking what? Like, I come out worse. Like, I've aged. I'm like,
it's like, I just laid on the couch.
That's crazy. Yeah, the news is a horror story. I don't know. I watch a little bit of it every morning just to know where we at, how many lies are being told, and what, how long we got to be in the house for.
I know.
And then I started watching 90s classics. I've been doing that.
That's good. What have you been watching?
Well, me and Moms watched Strictly Business today. We watched Boomerang 2 days ago. They always play Martin at 12 o'clock a.m. on BET. So it goes 4 episodes, and they play the Fresh Prince after that. And I watch all of those. And then the Parkers come on, then I completely change the channel. And maybe Netflix. And then
you
there's always
don't
a documentary.
Like
that, LA documentary is great.
How you don't like the Parkers?
Never liked the Parkers.
Parkers!
Not even when I was a kid.
Is that the song? You tripping. The Parkers was funny.
I didn't like the Parkers. I never really liked the Parkers. Ever.
Everybody
like,
was funny. Monique's relationship with her daughter was funny. There was a lot of jokes there. Countess Von James, she was a funny, that's her name, Countess Von James. But she was a funny comedic actress. Like, it was,
I'm not saying it wasn't funny. I was like, yeah, I'm good. It never did it for me. I was like, okay, I'm good.
It felt I'd rather like off brand Moesha.
I like Moesha.
I only saw like a few episodes of the Parkers on like UPN back in the day, but I never really watched them too much.
Your mom let you watch black shows? That's dope.
She let you watch the black people shows.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't care about that. She didn't like me watching King of the Hill. She thought it was really, those people were really trashy.
Yeah, well, they were. Well, it kind of worked.
So mad at King of the Hill. She was like, turn it off right now.
When you think about it, because King of the Hill was so, like, straight. It felt like a real life show that just they developed into a cartoon. But it did have a lot of, like, adult shit. The fact that the Indian dude was fucking, like, all the chicks in the neighborhood. And then he, yeah, I'm like, oh, this shit was not for kids. It was just dry, but it was funny.
I loved that show so much. I loved like all family cartoons at that time.
Yeah. I'm on season 18 of Family Guy right now. Yeah.
So. Oh yeah. Damn.
Season 18.
Seasons.
I'm on season 18. It took a while, but I'm finally caught up. I got 6 episodes left. Season 18.
When do you think you're gonna come out of this thing?
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, allegedly, LA is supposed to lift their shelter in place order on May 15th. But the real problem.
That's for a month.
I know. The real problem is like, we're not doing any of the things that would allow for partial like reopening. I mean, everything's going to change because we're coordinating. Like, you need massive testing. Like, you need to be able to know who's had the virus, who can carry it, because they think that this, like most viruses, offers you some immunity once you've caught it, even though they're not entirely sure just yet. But like massive testing, being able to track people, like who's had it where, which again leads to privacy concerns because I don't really want the fucking government tracking me, but I don't know. There's just like, you know, so it's hard because we didn't lock down all at the same time. Like the reason LA's shelter at home order got extended was because all the other states took so fucking long. And it's like, if we reopen and then people come in from other states to California, it fucks everything up again. And like, they're saying even if the shelter at home shit is lifted, the social distancing, they're saying it could be in place for a long time, which is crazy. Cause I'm like, how the fuck are comedy clubs going to work? You know?
Yeah, like well, the shows would probably be a lot shorter because if you're only allowing, 10 people in at a time?
Mm-hmm.
Is it 10 or is it 100?
It used to be like groups of 10 or smaller. They keep changing their guidelines, but I mean, that's going to be great for a show producer that never had a crowd in the first fucking place.
Yeah, they're like, don't worry, our show abides by the rules.
That's so funny. Like, oh, this wasn't us. This is social distancing. We promote it.
Crazy.
Yeah, I think shows would be a lot shorter. There'd be less comics on the show because if there's an audience of 10, you'll probably do more shows. They'll probably like make the shows run for an hour, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And like also using the same microphone as a bunch of comedians is like gross to me now.
You know?
Really? But the mic been stink though.
I know, but now it's stinking and full of corona. Like it's too
Yeah. Ugh. It's a double whammy, bro.
Yeah, when's the last time you've been on stage out there?
Right before the shelter at home order. So I think that was like sometime in March. Which sucked.
Me too. Yeah. Sometime in March.
Everybody started in March. It's going to be the floodgates going to open. You're going to meet so many new comics. So many new comics. Because there's people at home right now building up their confidence. They've been doing Skype open mics and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they're going to come out. It's going to be a lot of new comics. Yeah, a lot of high.
Breeze, bro. You remember Breeze? Yeah. Nigga didn't help us move when we moved, when I moved out. Remember Breeze?
Yeah, he just showed up and, like, stood there? Yeah.
Yeah, he's writing jokes now. He want to do stand-up, so I was like.
Really? Is he doing them online?
He sent me some. I told him to do some open mics when the world opened back up. But, yeah, he's not there yet, but he's pushing. So yeah, but I understand what you're saying with that because I know everybody, people are trying to do stand-up.
There's gonna be a job shortage. Like,
gonna quit, you know, where it's like, well, I already stopped.
<You know>? Might as well keep going.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's gonna be a flood because what was it, 2005 when the writer strike happened, and you just had more stand-ups, and you had that boom of more people doing stand-up comedy. I think you're gonna get the same thing. Yeah, because, like, people who were just, like, writing and all that shit, And like acting, they came over to stand up. And then some of them hit, and then some of them went back to writing and stuff. But then you got the social media thing. You're going to get a lot. I think you're going to get a lot of crossover. You're going to get a lot more stand-up comics comfortable with performing online and doing a lot more virtual stuff. And then you're going to get the ones who, like, already mastered the online shit or got good at the online shit or just know how to do online shit coming to stand-up. Yeah, and I'm gonna just be an old man sitting down, drinking my lemonade. I'm like, oh, you a Zoom comic? Oh, you started on Zoom, huh?
Zoom, huh? Oh, you a Zoom comic, huh?
That's gonna be a credit. That's gonna be a credit one day.
See him on Zoom. Oh, see him
on the Comedy Hut Zoom.
on the Zoom network. Oh God. That's no plan wild. Of
Instagram Live.
Yo, Instagram Live has been shutting they've been crashing a lot more because a lot more people have been going live.
So many people go live. So many people go live.
Wow. So crazy.
What is your what are you time. Yeah. Oh, sorry. My bad. I didn't want to talk over you. At the same time, there's a lot of bandwidth. Instagram is using a lot of bandwidth. Chloe was telling me about that shit. Chloe know everything. Chloe is the black Suba.
Yeah.
They just know everything. Women know everything except how to protect themselves.
Chloe feels like she's always been responsible. You know what I mean? She feels like, you ever see like a 6-year-old kid with a clipboard? Like that feels like Chloe. You know what I mean?
Like Chloe looked like she owned a blazer very young.
Yeah, with gold buttons and one size too big. She had the flats and those ugly stockings, and she was making orders. Like, she was pointing motherfuckers where they need to go.
Yep.
Peer mediation, you know, bus safety, all that. Yeah, Chloe knows.
If you were a kid and you had 3 pair of flats and 4 blazers, you know everything. That's a know-it-all right there. Or the highest heel you have is the kitten heel. Like, you know that little annoying Christian girl heel?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have kitty and kitten heels?
I could never really wear heels because, I mean, my ankles have gotten stronger, but, like, I had a permanent dodgeball injury.
A permanent dodgeball injury? How the fuck?
Yeah, on my left ankle. I got hit with a dodgeball and I went down wrong and I tore a ligament and then my left ankle was always really weak. But now I do exercises to like keep it functioning. Oh,
okay, like a lot of bees.
Wait,
like,
was this in high school?
Or no, this was in middle school. I got taken out in middle school.
What monsters were you playing with? Peaked early. I mean, those kids, they must have flown in some fucking immigrants who lied about their goddamn age.
They were throwing bombers. They were throwing straight bombs. Like, here you go. They knocked you off your feet like that.
I got bullied like crazy in middle school.
Jesus.
I know, it was bad. But now my ankle's back to regular strength. I just got to write the alphabet with it, do some calf raises, you know.
You got that. So that just means your body's playing catch up. Like, you got the ankle strength of the middle schooler. What are you doing to, like, because I want to start asking comics, just like, so what are you doing, like, to diversify? Not, I don't want to ask you about your money, but, like, what are other things that you were like, all right, well, I need to start doing more stuff. Like, I know I talked to you about a podcast. Are you going to start it?
I'm thinking about it. Like, right now, the only thing with my time, all I've done is write a movie because I never had time to write a movie. I only really had time for like 30-page scripts. So I'm trying to finish that. And then like, I'm trying to finish, like, there's a couple other shows I had in my head that I wanted to get down while I had the time.
Yeah.
And then like, just trying to talk and make sure that either if we can do like generals or meetings via Zoom or like what is set up for me to go and pitch as soon as shit opens up.
Yeah.
Like right now. And I mean, my acting school that I was in, like, we're still kind of doing lessons, even though we can't really. Like, we're just doing accent work now and, like, maybe monologues.
Accent work? Like, you gotta speak in an accent?
Yeah. You could pick any accent you want. but
you're good. What accent dope. Did you choose?
Well, it's the only one I've been asked to do, the Indian accent.
Yes, you should get your money back.
I couldn't
You couldn't pick anything? You couldn't pick your own accent?
No, I could. I said Indian because, like, I can do it, but, and I've been asked to do it. Like, the role I had on Westworld, I had to do an Indian accent for, and that was a cool role. So it's like, it's not all terrible shit, you know, that I'm getting.
So I can watch.
What happened?
You know what episode? You know what season episode I watched?
I think it's the finale, because I think there are 8 episodes, and I remember it saying 8 on the script. So I think I'm in the last one. But
that's so dope. That's yo, dope as shit. How the fuck are you so humble about that shit?
She just said it like it was nothing. Like she was on PBS.
Yeah, what? So you know, when I did the Westworld.
I mean, it's just a really small part, but it was exciting for me.
Ain't no like, small parts.
It was I'm nervous to see how it came out, but like it was the cool, because that's the first thing, the first major acting thing I booked, and it was like the coolest fucking thing. And like, yeah. I got to work across Ed Harris, who was like a fucking genius, and I was like, that's fucking acting. I don't know what I'm doing, but that's acting. You know,
like, it was so cool. Well, can I hear your Indian accent?
No!
Please, I gotta hear this goddamn Indian accent.
I wanna hear it. Oh, please. Please.
All right, Weddy, give us another accent that you're working on.
I'm not working on another one. As soon as I finish.
Not a British one or something.
You don't got a British accent, mate.
I mean, I'm sure.
Neither do you, bro.
That wasn't British. That wasn't British, mate. That wasn't a British accent. I feel like. For me, British accents just sound like you're losing connection. Like you got bastard. Excuse me. Hey there, love. Hey, love.
You get me, bruv. You get me, bruv. Yeah.
What's up, bruv? What's up, Suba?
See? Fam. You don't know.
What accent can you do, Derek? What's your accent?
Who am I? I'm trying to get a good British one, but I need to take classes, bro. I'm trying to do a super dude. With an accent class. That'd be dope. I'd sit and do that for real.
I do not want to leave until we hear this damn Indian accent.
No, man. Yeah. We got to close out with all something strong.
Fine, but it's a work in progress. What do I say?
Keep listening to No Needed for Apologies. That's a lot of syllables, so it should be fine. Yeah.
So it's like, do they make you bob your head?
No! Oh my God. See, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know if I should pick the Indian accent because we're not supposed to do it anymore because of Hari Kundabalu. So I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
That's one so person. Funny. You can still do that. Wait, is he like he's like,
is he like accent cop? He's accent cop, isn't he?
No, he's not an accent cop. He just pointed out some shit that everybody knew. You know?
Yeah.
Well, he just wanted white people to stop doing the Indian accent. He was like, y'all can still do it, but don't be like white in doing it.
Yeah.
He's talking about Hank Azaria, right?
Yeah.
Who
was really good in Birdcage, by the way, if you've ever seen him do that role. That's a side note. But
he's a good actor.
Yeah.
All right, we're not going to put you on the spot because I see you getting all flustered. You see her fix her back up. Like, she's trying to run out the clock. She's burning the light, so we just ask her to get off.
That's so funny.
She brought up Hank Azaria, fucking Birdcage. Have
you guys seen Birdcage? Yeah, that was a deflect. She deflected twice, two times.
Yeah. Look. Well, you're saying that you got to do it in Westworld. Hopefully we get to see you. Not hopefully we get to see you in Westworld, but do you know when Westworld starts?
No, it's already started. I forget what episode they're on, but yeah, it's already started. It's at least 3 or 4 in.
Word.
All right, well, I look forward to seeing you shine. Were you on set with your laptop breaking down the lines? Just like when I said it like this, I got this reaction.
I did have a computer though. They did give me a computer to sit in front of.
What's this season about, if you don't mind me asking? Because they're no longer doing the Western shit, is more like modern now, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but like, it's them in reality. Like, they escaped Westworld. So it's like them in like modern times, you know, like a little bit futuristic.
So it's exactly what your brother's doing. So this is like a permanent. Yes. I like that shit. That's full circle.
Yep.
Some of his brother, there's gonna be Dolores in his closet.
Wait, can you tell us if you're playing a robot or a regular person?
I think I'm a regular person. Like, they don't let me read the whole script.
Okay.
But from what I understand, yeah, they just let us see our part because they don't want actors going around telling what happened. So what I can see, I'm just a regular person.
That's dope.
Okay, cool. That's dope.
That's fucking dope. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's why you need to stay out there. Keep getting shit done. Keep working.
Yeah, you ain't gonna get Westworld from New York. Yeah, do that out there.
Yeah. Anything you want to plug? Because we got to wrap it up.
Just Twitter and Instagram. You can find me, Suba, SUBHH, and Instagram, Subaha, SUBHAHA. Don't blame me for that pun.
Subaha. I see what it was. You're a comedian.
Subaha. You probably made that at 17. That was a 17-year-old.
No, Casey. Do you know Casey Aurora? He made it.
Yeah. That's my man. Yeah. Yeah, him on the show. Yeah, we got him up.
He'll do an Indian accent for us, and he will embarrass us.
I was calling right now. Funny?
What?
Wait. I have to tell you this story. You know those shitty call-in radio shows that comics sometimes do where you do voices and they give you like a $15 check or some shit?
Yeah, I've tried to do it. I never got to do it, but yeah.
But me and Casey did one where we both did Indian accents, and we didn't know the other one was on the line because we were talking to each other in Indian accents, and then we hang up, and I get a text from Casey. We're like, was that you on the radio? Like, we were
both. Y'all both selling out.
That's so funny. That's really funny. That's so good.
It was dope. Oh, man. Subaha on Instagram.
Subahaha.
Subahaha on Instagram. Suba something something on Instagram.
Suba HAHA. Subahaha. Okay.
Yo, make sure y'all check her out on Westworld. It's probably episode 8 and 9. We're very proud. We hopefully you get to celebrate Westworld. It with some people. Celebrate that win. Keep winning. I'm Monroe Martin. You can follow me on Instagram at Monroe Martin III. Same thing on Instagram. I said Instagram. Same thing on Facebook and Twitter. Keep going to the No Need for Apologies YouTube page and keep buying No Need for Apologies merch. We see you. We appreciate it. People have been hoodie. Buying stuff, so keep
sweat shirt. Yeah. Hoodie and sweatshirts. Get your hoodies and your Scullies, right? Your tees and all that. Yeah. And I'm Derek Gaines at The Great Boy on Instagram. And Facebook is Derek Gaines and Twitter is Derek One. It's a lot of weird, but just go to Instagram. I'm on it. And this is another quarantine episode. This is episode 90 something. We getting up there.
We getting up there, man. We're about to be in syndication, baby.
That's right.
Man.
All right.
Thank you so much. I'm Derek Gaines. I'm Monroe Martin.
And this has been another episode of No Need for Apologies. Say it again. No need. Say it in Indian real quick. Say it in Indian real fast.
No need for apologies.